بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. And Maryam, the daughter of Imran, who guarded her chastity, Quran chapter 66, verse 12. For some reason, Almighty God does not describe Moses himself as a role model for the believers here. Rather, he refers to Pharaoh's wife, who was Prophet Moses' stepmother, as a role model. He does not refer to Jesus himself. Rather, he cites his mother as a role model. This shows that women are being favored over men in a way for some reason, and I believe the reason for this is obvious. It is because there is already a sense of superiority in men due to the circumstances of their physical and bodily makeup and their features. That's how it was, especially at the time when the Quran was revealed. The Almighty God wants to reject this, as if God is telling them, "What are you talking about? Just because your voice, for example, is deeper, just because you're taller, just because you have broad shoulders, you think you're better?" No, you need to follow these women, Asiya and Maryam, peace be upon them, and look to her as your role models.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
There is a hadith which says that a man came to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and asked, "Who should I be good to?" The Prophet replied, "Your mother." The man asked, "Who next?" The Prophet replied, "Your mother again." The man asked a third time, "So who after that?" Once again, the Prophet replied, "Your mother." So all three times, the Prophet said, "Your mother." The man then asked, "Who next?" The Prophet replied, "Your father." So a person's mother is three times ahead of their father. This shows the high status of woman in the family. This was stated by the Prophet to emphasize this point. So what I want to say is that with regard to spiritual journeying, spiritual ascension, and true human values, gender is not important at all, except in certain cases where one gender is preferred over the other. And that is a preference for women over men, as far as I have seen, and I have not seen anything besides this.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me.